Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
Cures rickets, polio, conjunctivitis,
AIDS.
AIDS.
Let's just go hog wild.
Begin the car accident, you just use a little bit and you'll be fine.
Yeah, rub it on your car and yourself. It'll fix your car and your bones.
Try this special trick to get out of traffic tickets with Rick Simpson oil.
Rub it on the cop. He'll just go away.
The Weedsman Podcast. Every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Fuck. Fuck.
Assholes.
Fuck them.
Hey, what's going on?
What are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo, what does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer ice on your board.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me
like weed, all right?
I started watching Interstellar. I couldn't get all the way through it last night because it was getting late.
Yeah, how far did you get?
Right to the part where they found out it was all a sham and there was no plan A.
Oh, yeah. That's such a great... It's like, what?
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm really, really loving the movie so far.
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie.
Like,
I like it a lot. Oh, when they're surfing the wave. He's surfing the wave with the fucking ship.
Yeah.
The engines are all fucking waterlogged.
Dude, that robot kills me.
Oh, yeah.
Like in real
life.
Is
that Kevin Spacey?
Is that a plot line?
That's playing that character?
Is it?
It sounds like his voice. I always thought it was.
I don't think so, but I'll have to take another listen.
Kevin Spacey would have been perfect for that voice.
Yeah. See, they're taking off. He's like, everybody all right? Plenty of saves for my robot colony.
Yeah. I love that.
They outfitted him with a humor setting.
He's like, bring that down about 90.
Yeah, he's like, what's your humor setting at? 100. Yeah. Bring that down about 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he fucking, like, he broke into, like, he was like a three-parter, and then he broke into four parts when he started walking in the water. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? And then all of a sudden he, like, turns into an asterisk and starts hauling ass. I'm like, go, robot, go!
And it was carrying the chick, too, yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It's also interesting. I don't know if they come back around to this, and if I'm spoiling something for me, just don't say anything. But it was interesting that the robot, they got the message from his daughter after the scientist dies and tells her on his deathbed that there's no plan A.
Right.
And she tells them that there's no plan A. But he doesn't tell them right away. Like, he sees the video when they're leaving to go to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back and they go through all this shit. And then later on, it's just like, I have a communication for you. You know, he saved it.
Right.
The robot intentionally was like, there's a right time to release this.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if it was the next day, what would have mattered? It lost 28 years. Like,
man, I thought it was just crazy, though. Just, I mean, the way the whole movie's set up, I mean, you're going to find out it gets crazier beyond
where you're
even.
Because we still don't know. I think I don't know. There's been no evidence of higher intelligence there except for that wormhole, and I'm not convinced that wormhole was built by, I'm gonna say something and you're gonna smile in the right way and I'm gonna be like, God.
No, you're good. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Just enjoy the movie.
Spoiler alerting yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't do it.
I'm trying not to, because I'm gonna say something and I'm gonna be right.
I'm gonna be like, yeah.
And well, you won't say it with your mouth. You'll say it with your eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's saying it with your clenched butthole right there.
Ooh. Was that you that just ESPN'd?
Be-do-dee-dee-do-dee. Yes.
Then we got notifications off. Devices
notifications
turned down.
Off.
Turbines to speed. Everybody comfortable? Plenty of slaves for my robot colony.
Yeah. I love how they're all just looking down at the computer.
Everybody's warmed up. The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Yeah.
Unique New York.
The man had ugly shaped
feet. The arsonist had oddly shaped
feet. the arsonist had ugly shaped feet.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
I love scotch.
You know, he's based on, Will Ferrell said that he based a little bit of him on Mort Krim.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, did he just died? Did he?
Yep.
No, it was Bill Bonds. Mort Krim is still alive. And
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
I can see Bill Bonds.
Mort Krim's still alive and pushing windows.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Magic.
Yes.
Seven volunteers in Kentucky were given LSD for 77 consecutive days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'd have shot myself
those
at day 30.
Still alive?
Yeah. I'd have, like, put, I'd have suffocated myself. Make it stop. Why? Dude, I'm good on, like, one acid trip a decade.
Yeah.
77 in a row? Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He came out with superpowers.
I know, okay. Right? So, thinking you're like Spider-Man.
Imagine this. Savior. They've got you IV'd in both arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
They give you a barbiturate in one arm, and you start to nod out.
Right.
Right before you nod out, they shoot an amphetamine up the other arm.
Oh, shit.
And they just keep repeating that process.
What?
It would be like Homer when he's when he's driving the truck and he gets the sleeping pills and the no-dos and he's trying to even out the dose and he's like, I wholeheartedly agree.
Wow.
That's when he falls asleep at the wheel and he the automatic driving mechanism takes over.
77 days.
That's fucking
roll.
That's
77
crazy.
Days. I would kill myself.
They played this but while you're oh, it's all happening. Man, I wouldn't want to be part
I think
of
this
that.
Song is like synonymous with tripping on acid.
Oh, I bet.
Should we just get totally mind controlled? Anybody want to match me on filling this thing? I don't have enough to fill this whole thing, but we could fill up this bongaruno.
See, I already bongaruno. Got a
pile. Weed your
oh, shit.
Head.
Yeah.
How come there hasn't been a decent cover of this ever?
Oh, there's been a lot of covers of it.
I said decent.
Well,
like nobody's.
That's a lot. I mean, I don't know.
Nobody's knocked my socks off with their version of this.
Didn't the Damn do a cover of this?
But I mean, it didn't move the needle. It didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't move nothing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe it is.
Hey, by the way, I'd like to point out that on the last Unregimented, you music snobbed out on yourself.
Oh.
On your own band. When we were talking about Telecollision. I'm surprised you didn't just disappear.
I almost got sucked up into my own asshole like Jack White.
At least he's consistent. Right. he at least, you music snobbed out on yourself. You're talking shit about your own bass lines.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That I did.
Wow.
Last night, the cat comes running out of my room playing with something like crazy and just spinning around on the floor, and she's batting it back and forth. I'm like, what the fuck does she got? It's my wallet. She got my wallet, and like, bam, like, I was playing soccer with the fucking thing. I'm like, give me that.
She's like, oh, you want this?
You want this? This is mine now.
Yeah.
In science news this week, there was a study that was done about marijuana and its effect on brains, and specifically growing brains.
Boom check.
People suck, and that's my contention. I can prove it on scratch paper and a pen. Give me a fucking Etch-a-Sketch. I'll do it in 3 minutes. The proof, the fact, the factorum. I'll show my work. Case closed.
Oh. That sounds scientific.
Yeah.
This was one of the first studies that was done to such a controlled manner that they were able to rule out other factors like alcohol use or other types of drug abuse. This was just pot smokers, adults and adolescents. This is in the Journal of Neuroscience. Daily marijuana use is not associated with brain morphometric.
Morphometric.
That sounds like a DC villain.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's morphometric.
Here to impress us
with this base 10 measurement system. No, we measure by the king's foot. All right. Morphometric measures in adolescents or adults.
What I was saying is that there was...
We're talking physical development of the different sections of the brain.
The wrinkles.
Well, there's different parts. Like the hippocampus is one section of the brain. They looked at all the different sections. They looked at it in daily smokers and non-smokers, and both in adolescents and adults. And they found no difference in brain function or size or shape or anything. Doesn't change the way that your brain grows.
So I'm an idiot normally.
Okay. Stop blaming the weed.
Yeah, I can't.
But the thing that did make this test exceptional from other tests in the past was that they were able to weed out other factors, like I was saying before, alcohol being a big one.
Alcohol's not bad for you.
I don't know. I think alcohol maybe will alter your brain. Alter your birth weight if you're a pregnant mother. You're drinking that shit.
So many things with bad with alcohol.
I mean, yeah, I drank like an entire bottle of wine last night.
I'm not saying I suggest. God,
I can't do that shit anymore. Alcohol's bad.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Wake up all like mouth all sticky.
I drank 3 8.5
alcohol. Vomit.
And what's,
can't take the hangover.
And what do you want to do? Smoke some pot.
Yeah. Just chill out and relax. Come on, guys.
Seriously, I'll smoke a bowl, drink a bunch of water, and go back to sleep. Usually takes care of it.
Right. Not a whole bottle of wine.
So, the You're Not Helping Award, we haven't given one of these out in a while.
No. Trust me, people have not been helping. We just haven't been calling them out.
But this one goes out to
all the ladies.
A very interesting person. I have no idea what's going on. So in North Carolina. No, it was North Carolina. Right? In North Carolina, there was a PE, a phys ed teacher, who showed a video to his kids for the class. 45-minute documentary, a CNBC documentary on the burgeoning marijuana business.
PE teacher?
Yeah, a physical ed teacher.
Why?
I don't know. That's what everyone's trying to figure out, I think.
Wow.
The parents are really confused on this, too. I mean, I don't know if they're, like, freaking out, but I'd be pissed.
Now, if your parents are interested in investing.
Wrong class, bud.
Right. Well, I mean, you see, I don't know if I've seen this exact one, but you know what these shows are like. You've seen these, hour-long documentaries on what's going on in marijuana. It's on CNBC and
MSNBC.
MSNBC or I don't know.
They're all out there, Fox News.
Yeah. And it just shows, it's not a debate kind of thing, like, right. Is this good or bad? Maybe it could kill you, or it could produce lots of tax money.
Right?
It's not a debate. It's just like,
side
hey, here's
effects
what's going
more
on.
Money for schools,
and people are smoking, and then more and more people are smoking more openly, and there's a lot of I mean, they show some segments of it here where there's guys hanging out in like I don't know, where do you go to smoke pot? Yeah, people they keep
basements?
Showing them in these
usually
rooms.
Basements?
It looks like a bar. No,
like a speakeasy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Anyway, they're hanging out, ripping big bong loads, hitting some big blunts.
Just took a hit to the head there, man. Oh, man.
So, the superintendent, Dan Novi, of that school district said that was not appropriate. And we're saying you're not helping.
Yep. You get the award. Yeah. Let's keep it above 18, genius.
Right? I mean, what did he show him for sex ed? Kids? The movie Kids?
Oh, Jesus.
Porno.
Porno. Wow.
Listen, The this superintendent told me that I had to have a. I had to show you a video about sex, so.
And I get to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
So this is what I watched last night.
Clam Lappers.
It's called Hawaii 88. Don't ask. Just watch.
It's not Hawaii 69.
Boom.
Super Nintendo Chalmers.
There's another video that I sent you. Weed found in van.
Oh.
Shocker!
Yeah. Where else would it be?
Is it Volkswagen van?
Was the emblem still attached to the front of the van?
Is it like that van from Up in Smoke that they drove back that was made out of weed?
Right.
So in New Mexico, in Alamogordo.
Okay. In who's that?
Fat something.
It's Fat Fat Alamo.
Fat Alamo.
Fat Alamo came from my cock.
So that's
Fat Alamo. Fat Alamo.
Fat
Alamo.
No, it's Fat, yeah.
Fat Alamo.
Remember the
is
Fat
Alamo. Is that the Latino Fat Albert?
Yes, it is.
The 70s is regional.
Nice.
It's produced in L.A.
Yeah, it's the Tex,
Fat Alamo.
It's the Tex-Mex Fat Albert. So,
what do we got?
Okay, so this family go to repair the door handle on their van, and they find marijuana inside the door on a van that they've owned for 13 years.
Whoa. I wonder if it'd still be good.
Okay, so there's a picture of the van there. They open it up to they open up the door to put a new door handle on, and they pulled out a brick of weed.
Mm.
Did they smoke it?
Yeah,
no.
I was wondering
no,
if it
they
still
didn't.
Be good.
No. They found 13 pounds of this shit.
So
all stuffed into the door.
13 pounds?
Yeah, and they called the cops on themselves.
Wow. They're smart.
Must have been good shit. It's
yeah.
a stone. They call the cops on themselves. They get freaked
First
out.
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced. And I live.
It must have been his van.
That was the call.
Yeah.
This is the actual 911 call. No, apparently this mother, it was her, it was the kid's shuttle.
What, like she owned a daycare or?
Yeah. No, she just had 7 fucking kids.
Damn. Oh.
One
What's
of them?
Up with having 7 kids? But anyway.
Welfare.
That's something else.
Brick.
What is this? I have, Oh, yeah.
It's a funky brick.
I have a song that samples that. That
oh, this
beat at the beginning.
Oh, this fucking, this is
yeah.
in so many songs.
So they think that there might be more shit in there, which I mean, why would you, they? It was the side door. There's
yeah.
actually, it looks like there's 2 doors that open up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that anymore.
No,
that's class. When you have like the two, the side by side doors that
I
open
agree.
Up on the side instead of the sliding door.
Yeah, the smaller door that
yeah.
didn't have a handle, but it was on the inside.
But it, they show some more shots of the van. This thing is like, first of all, you're driving your kids everywhere in a van that you bought secondhand and have driven for the last 13 years.
It didn't smell like in that, the summertime?
You think it would have. That
oh,
was the big
sure.
question.
Come but on.
No, nobody, everybody said that they actually, I was reading the comments. I made the mistake of reading the YouTube comments.
Oh, but horrible.
It's always a mistake. But then that's what one of the guys commented on it, that their mother must have been a smoker, a cigarette smoker,
right.
because she didn't smell the marijuana in the car. And then the girl who was interviewed for
it's
this.
It's been there for a decade. No one smelled it.
Right. She had responded like, no, nobody did. We none of us had a clue.
Wow.
And then some other third party pops in and was like, ignore the first guy. He's like,
ignore him.
He's a school teacher.
He's an idiot.
He's a third
right.
grade school teacher that they had to move over to a counselor because he still thinks that Pluto's a planet.
Wow.
Found a Grateful Dead 8 track.
But no, apparently.
It's in the glove compartment.
So they're going to take it to. This is down in New Mexico. They have Border Patrol.
Yeah.
And it was they were surprised that it had never come up before. Like, nobody smelled it, and they didn't see any evidence of it.
Right.
For over a decade now. But they're going to take their car there and have them basically rip the fucker apart and take all the weed out of it. So they're like, wonder first of all, why, like, I understand that they don't want any trouble. They don't want to make it look like they're smuggling anything. And large amounts of marijuana like this is some serious shit.
Yeah, that is.
But come on.
First of all, do they realize the money they're passing up on?
Oh, did you ever see Border Patrol rip apart somebody's car?
Go find Cortez.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's not like your mechanic.
No.
And they don't exactly put
it
back either.
Right.
Yeah, you can go now. And you're like, oh, what? Yeah, I've seen it firsthand.
Oh, no, I know it happens. I've heard it happens.
Yeah, I've seen it.
They go, hey, listen, we're just here to take it apart. We're not supposed to put it back together.
Right. Have a good night. Yeah.
Like, even if they don't smoke pot, think about, you got a family, you got kids, think about the money you could make. Fish all that shit out of there. Go find Cortez.
A decade old weed?
Yeah.
It's got to be petrified.
No.
It's like wine. It gets better with age.
What do you...
Some weed snobs. Dude, there's always dumb
people. In Colorado, somebody wants to smoke.
Dude, there's always somebody out there stupid with far too much money.
Probably just like some brick-ass
shit. Yeah, like me when I bought that shit. It would probably look like that shit that I bought in Mexico.
We all pay $2 for water in a bottle. I'm sure you could fence this weed to somebody.
I want to see what it looks like.
It was aged for 10 years.
Is there a close-up of the weed or no?
It just looked like a brick.
Okay.
It was wrapped up in saran wrap.
They didn't show any of the actual plant?
No.
Okay.
It was... I mean, what could possibly be there after over a decade?
Yeah, I'm wondering what it would look like.
You could probably reduce it down to something, make it concentrate or some edibles.
Like huge animal insects inside of it.
But no, I mean, even if I didn't want anything to do with it and just needed it out of my life, I wouldn't trust the Border Patrol to take my car apart.
Right.
I would do it myself, and then I would dispose of it.
Also a service that Cortez offers. Probably...
Cortez.
Get your car taken apart for you.
Give me my money, bitch. She's nice and my tag. Just letting it all hang
out. She's a brick house. Apparently not a lot of songs with brick in the title after the 70s. Ain't holding nothing
back. She's a brick. What did brick mean, something in funk lingo or something? Like
just think it's talking about a chick who's built like fucking brick shithouse.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Got a tight booty.
Yeah, and that's what I think about. Every time I hear this song, I think the original lyric was probably brick shit house, because there's like this long pause between brick and house. You know, she's a brick
house. She's a brick.
And that was the whitest version of that song ever.
Oh, here's another one.
She's a brick.
This is 1980.
House.
Not about a woman.
Kind of funky too.
Imagine.
They're attempt at funk, yes.
This is about as funk as they get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
As funky as you get for white guys from England.
Well, come on, even the Stones tried out the disco beat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Emotional Rescue, their worst song ever. Yeah, you know, okay, fine. You know what? Everyone always talks about that one.
Yeah.
Okay? Everyone always forgets about this turd.
What? What turd are you speaking
of? You think you got a worse Stone song for me?
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. Everyone always forgets about this turd.
What do we got?
Dude, it gets fucking bad. Or I don't know, maybe you'll like it. This is him, they're trying to do their Bee Gees impression here.
You see what I'm saying? Heard this before?
This is a piece of shit.
No, I've never heard this in my life.
Wow.
I love the Bee Gees, too, and this is horrible.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I did classic rock radio, you know, your block party weekends.
What the hell is this?
They put this on 40 Licks, this made it?
Yeah, if it's on 40 Licks, it means it's sold. It means it got airplay.
Really?
So that's what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
For every fucking miss you... out there, there's an emotional rescue. I feel like I gotta clear your palate now.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Their successful attempt at it.
I mean, I think this is a song that I try and not like, but no. I can't not like it.
It's better than Emotional Rescue.
Oh, for sure.
And when he says, man,
some Puerto Rican girls just dying to meet you.
This is too good.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Hit that Nancy Grace shit. I haven't watched all this
Nancy
yet.
Nancy Grace and Dr. Drew.
But how can you go wrong? Last time,
you figure they'd be on the same side of the fence.
Last time, no, they're on the same. They're on the same station.
No, I mean just as far as the argument, you would think they'd be on Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew's more open-minded than Nancy Grace.
True, come but on, I mean he's a 12-stepper guy. I mean he's an addiction medicine specialist, board certified physician.
But he's a more forgiving person than Nancy Grace will ever be.
Well, let's hear. I haven't heard him speak on it yet. I watched a little bit of the beginning when she's going head-to-head with another guy.
Two chains!
Dude, how can you take her seriously? Anyway.
You can't.
She had a TV judge show. If there was any credibility, it's all gone after she had the TV judge show.
I didn't know that.
Right. Yeah, she had a TV judge show for like a couple seasons.
Horrible.
But how can you look me in the eye and say that that carpet wasn't too stained to have to replace? I think you can get all of his security deposit back.
If you loan him money, you got to pay him back.
You got to move the car. If they say to move it after 9, you got to move it.
Don't stick your big toe in my cup of hot water and tell me it's tea.
Right.
All right?
We continue to insist that pot be legalized, and I'm not talking about medical marijuana. So don't start up with that. I'm talking about...
What's the head movement?
Yeah, pause. She's talking about, they show a picture of Robert Kirk. Now, you guys know the story of Robert Kirk?
No, I'm not familiar.
This is a man who went crazy thinking that they were coming for him and that he and his wife should kill themselves before they could get a hold of him, whoever the fuck they were.
Jesus.
He went for a gun. There was a 911 call, and the wife tried to get the gun back from him, apparently, and it ended up with her getting shot in the head.
Okay. Wow.
And I guess he had visited a dispensary earlier that day. He purchased a pre-rolled joint and an edible, and Nancy Grace has somehow come up with the fact that this murder of this guy's wife was marijuana related.
Oh, come on.
That it was the half of the edible that he ate. That was partly responsible for this. He didn't even smoke.
Freak out and kill somebody?
They found half a brownie and a joint, unsmoked, and a receipt for the items purchased earlier that day in the bedroom.
So he didn't even use them.
Right. So this is what she's going to base her argument on.
Strap in, kids.
So let's go ahead.
Retard.
By the way, that guy is creepy looking.
Yeah.
The isolated stories you drag off the internet impact and affect the millions of Americans who use marijuana responsibly and do not impair or impact society negatively.
Norm,
you're the one
you
who's sending out
that,
the bad message.
You stated that we dragged this off the internet. when actually that's a police 911 call that you just heard. So are you suggesting that somehow it's not real because it was written about on the internet? Are you saying the 911 call is not real?
On the internet, it's real.
What the? That has nothing to do with what he just said. It's everything's cranked.
Of aberrant behavior and try to make them standardized for all marijuana users. And once and for all, Nancy, have you no conscience? When will this stop? When will you own up to the fact that millions and millions of Americans can light up a joint and have been since the age of Woodstock without impairing families driving recklessly?
I was really just looking for an answer to the question, but obviously you're stoned. let me go out to Dr. Michael Arnold. Well, you know,
great journalism.
Yeah.
Great journalism, Nancy.
Great comeback, Nancy.
Name calling.
In Denver, Colorado. Dr. Arnold, you're there. You're in the middle of it all. Everyone, Dr. Arnold joining us from Denver, where the Colorado Assembly deemed it okay to legalize recreational use of pot.
The people deemed it okay, Nancy.
Yeah.
I can tell you that it's relatively common to...
Well, Nancy, I can't hear you. There's fire falling from the sky.
Yeah.
In the blood after individuals either...
So these people smoking it.
Get in front of guns and are shot during homicides. We're finding it relatively common in children. We do toxicology on kids under the age of 5, and we do hair toxicology to see what type of ambient environment the kids live.
Relatively common
to see dead children with THC in their hair. So my
what?
Look at these slides. Nothing is a fact.
Calling human carnage.
I can't see
associated
him
associated with a psychotropic drug.
Let's go back to Norm Kemp, Brad Lamb, and Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew, I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, the story you... I agree with Norm, actually, believe it or not. The story you dragged out about the man eating the marijuana cookie could just as easily be a drug withdrawal syndrome from the prescription drugs he was taking. In fact, the cannabis may have just been incidental. Now, I'm not saying cannabis is not associated with psychotic episodes. I'm not saying that the forensic pathologist is not right. There are human consequences from this drug. But that has nothing to do with the argument about whether it should be legal or illegal. It's just the facts about the relationship with the drug.
Dr. Drew.
Nancy.
I really appreciate Dr. Drew on call. I do. I'm a big fan. But you're in our house now.
Ooh.
So you have to have my opinion.
Throw out a fact.
You don't get to talk.
Okay.
Great.
So I can address Drew on this. Dr. Drew, you can't just throw out a fact unless you have backup for it. Now, do you have any evidence that this man that just guns down here...
What's your
he
fact,
did
Nancy,
not throw that, out a fact. He said that is a fact.
Right. Nancy's fact is there was a 911 call. Let's just reiterate this.
You can't base policy off of that.
There was a 911 call. Look at these two people again.
This is my fact that I'm going to keep just beating the same stupid drum on over and over.
You do not feel bad for this poor lady and this guy killed them.
If what you get from this story is that marijuana should be illegal, what about the gun?
Yeah, no one's asking that question.
Nobody. It's not interesting. It's about the pot.
It's not on Nancy's agenda. Her hard-on's against pot, not irresponsible gun ownership.
Right.
No, it's the pot. Drug.
Now, do you have any evidence that this man that just guns down his wife in front of his children was having withdrawal from some other drug?
In the police report that you say is the factual matter that you've taken off the internet, there were empty pill bottles found in his room. And the fact is, he may have... There's a common thing right now is that people are being dismissed from their medical care because they get carried away with their opiates or their benzodiazepines. They go into withdrawal. And in fact, they use pot to try to deal with the withdrawal from the prescription meds.
To Justin Fryman, let's try to get the facts here, because there's an empty pill bottle in his room.
Oh, boy.
Does not mean...
It's on the police report. Cops deemed it...
Drew, please.
Wait a minute.
Because he's having a medical withdrawal from drugs. All right?
You find empty pill bottles and you find a half-eaten brownie. So you can say, well, just because you found an empty pill bottle doesn't mean that he was suffering from withdrawal from prescription medication. But you can say, just because you found... had a half-eaten marijuana brownie in his room, that does mean that that had something to do with him killing his wife.
Wow.
What the fuck?
That's reaching.
Yeah. I also have. says that he was coming down from withdrawal. Nothing. You, Dr. Drew,
why do they mention the empty bottles then, Nancy? They empty as evidence. The empty bottles are presented as evidence. Why do they mention that then if it has nothing to do with the story?
Because if you're familiar with police reports, and especially in homicide cases, they write down every single thing that they can that may be involved in the case. In this case, there's nothing to suggest that the pill bottles had anything to do with this. As a matter of fact, Justin Fryman, isn't it true that the father reacted this way after he has a marijuana cookie? He went berserk.
Oh, come on.
And also, police say that the only substance found in his blood was THC, which shows the marijuana in his...
Which shows Drew's point.
Yeah, the withdrawal from the other medicine.
He has empty pill bottles, but none in his system. What does that tell you? He used to take it, and now he doesn't.
Right.
The only thing found in this man's blood was pot-related. What does that mean?
Look at that guy's face, first of all.
Individuals. In that sense, Norm probably...
The guy that they keep showing that killed his fucking wife.
In the sense,
he looks like a goddamn psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Marijuana
is the most commonly used illicit drug in the U.S.
Others don't. The first problem is you can't tell the difference. Second, Dr. Drew is, in some sense, correct. Many of the individuals that, we see with THC also have methamphetamine, cocaine, other substances in the blood.
But this guy did it, Dr. Arnall. This guy does it.
That's correct. And there's a subset of individuals. You've got a case of a person who shot his wife. There was a kid here who had an epiphany while only on THC. And his epiphany, his word, not mine, was to repeatedly stab himself in the neck and in the chest.
Where did they find these potheads that do this?
Who exercise extraordinary...
I don't know. Okay. I don't believe anything on the news anymore.
Okay.
Oh my God! They're still putting out. They have a diagram of the risks of marijuana, and they're still listing schizophrenia amongst them.
Right.
And this father,
lung disease,
but pot-related substances.
But Nancy, that's very much my point. All the drugs would be out. He would be in withdrawal because everything is out of his system. He would necessarily. That makes my case.
Actually, the fact that there's nothing in his system, there's no suggestion.
Makes the case for withdrawal. Makes the case for withdrawal. Withdrawal only happens when everything's out of the system.
Well,
where were the pills at his bedside? Why isn't that still in his bloodstream?
Oh, my God. Boom.
I see this all the time.
Dr. Arnall, you've really poured gas on the flame here.
Hey, she was on the TV Judge show, all right?
That he was high after this pot cookie. His blood indicates no other drug. There's no
therefore
other...
in withdrawal from the medicines he had been prescribed.
Nancy, you are correct. The most likely explanation is the
psychotropic
drug that was present.
Come on.
You know what? Let's.
I am a robot. I always tell Nancy.
Take a listen, Dr. Drew.
It would be malpractice to say that cannabis isn't addictive. And anybody that has experienced it, actually been addicted to it, knows how profound that addiction is. And, of course, Gaga is speaking from experience, and God bless her for pointing out exactly that, which it is a relatively safe drug, which for some people can be profoundly addictive. And it's easy to tell when you're addicted when you just love it more than anything else. It's all you think about. It's what you're going to do. The sort of difficult thing about marijuana addiction is some people, even though they're addicted, can do fine with it for many, many, many years before they start to have difficulty.
Huh.
But eventually, the high starts wearing off. People start smoking a lot more to try to get that high back, and that's when they descend into difficulties.
Okay.
Oh, a story regarding a Wyoming college student, just 19 years old, who plunges to his death high on a marijuana cookie that his friend got him. He was there.
What his friend got him? Go into air quotes.
In roof, right. A balcony.
Oh, because he was
cookie was legal. Open me up, please, to Norm Kent, Brad Lamb, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, host of Dr. Drew on Call. Brad Lamb, explain to me what's happening.
It's like when Prohibition was ushering in and moving alcohol out of our dialogue, all we heard was the negatives about alcohol, and that's That's what we're seeing now with pot. It's this constant battle between the great things that the proponents of legalization want you to know about pot, and then there are people like me who see some of my sickest patients are primary pot addicts. And even Dr. Drew has talked in the past about how it can be terribly addictive, and that one in five teens who start smoking as a teen are going to get very, very sick from it, Nancy. That's
Did
the big
say
point
that,
here.
Dr.
Norm
Drew?
Wants to just...
Very sick.
100%. 100%. Every in that tape you played before the commercial break, I don't disagree with anything I said there. That has the addictive properties of a drug have nothing to do with it being a good or bad drug or whether it should or shouldn't be legalized. That's a separate matter for the people who decide. Oxycontin is a terrible drug if you're an opiate addict. If you have cancer, it's a lifesaver.
Okay, again, Dr. Drew,
perfect point.
Arguing with you or Norm Kemp.
That's right. You're not. You're not even on his level, bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh,
we're
shut
talking
up.
About
no, no, no. The adults are talking, and you're a yapping little lap dog.
Right.
I understand. Dr.
You're fucking
so
media. She looks like an Obsa-Lobsa.
I've never thought of that before.
It's extremely addictive.
I'm saying to you, just give me a bone.
Snap her on the nose.
There's any logic into calling a drug good or bad. If you want to
get a spray bottle for Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
That's your main way.
Squirt her.
Discipline her.
She scurries away.
But you would draw the line with meth, wouldn't you, Dr. Drew?
In Portugal right now, they're having good results with legalization of everything. It's not for me to decide the laws. We deal with the health consequences.
Okay.
There are going to be some dire health consequences from legalization. There will be, and we will deal with it. But that's not up to me to decide the law. I'm not a legislator.
Right.
But you're advocating
the thing
for legalization.
That's so important is...
I'm not advocating anything. I'm advocating that the people...
And if Norm is representing the people and they want that, listen, Colorado, I've got the.
No, he's arguing with your point that it makes you kill people.
Right. There are health consequences, but that's we'll deal with that. We will deal with that. In the meantime, it doesn't make it a good or a bad drug.
Pot death.
Okay, go ahead, Brad. What do you think about the fact that the majority, the vast majority of states, disallow pot? For recreational purposes. To me, the people have spoken.
I think
really? Because I don't recall being asked.
is marching across the country. That's why, Nancy, 2 years ago, when I remember...
We already have several examples of they have asked, and people in these states went, yes.
Edibles, they're smoking joints that have so much more THC than what their parents and their grandparents were smoking, that this is
Who
a real
cares
problem
about that?
In real time that's harming a lot of people. And that's why we dreamed up the POP Project, which is now $2 million of free beds for people whose loved ones are addicted to pot.
What?
Wait! Pot's not the drug that puts you on the streets.
No.
Right?
Yeah. You never see any.
Come on, man. How stupid
man,
are you?
You got a couple bucks. I'm just trying to get a joint.
Come on, man. I need just one bud. One bud, man.
I guess it's when you talk to some people about addiction, it's an all or nothing thing. There's no levels of it. Like being addicted to cigarettes. Coffee, weed is all lumped in with heroin, cocaine, gambling. Things that can actually just really destroy your life.
Right.
Yeah, just anything I can say on the subject can be pretty much...
My name is Thurgood.
Hi, Thurgood.
Hi. I'm here today because I'm addicted to marijuana.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug.
I use Bob Saget.
Dick for coke.
I seen them.
Addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No. I didn't think so.
That's my point.
Move this, man.
Right.
People aren't offering you oral sex for marijuana.
Come on.
Man, yeah, I this got is these like cheeseburgers, man.
this is a guy being labeled as a sex addict because his wife caught him jerking off. He watches pornography,
right?
Yeah,
he's a sex addict.
What's usually associated with hookers? Really, like crack,
I looked at his browser history.
Crack, coke,
he likes black dicks,
meth.
He's probably gay too.
All the stuff that the real intense, crazy shit—crack, coke, meth, heroin. I mean, that's the shit that's just synonymous with. prostitutes.
Right.
There is no term called weed whore.
Yeah.
There's crack whore. There's coke whore.
There's no weed
there's
whore.
There's meth whore.
There is now.
Yeah. Fucking rule number 34.
And this chick's all strung out on weed.
But yeah, you ever heard someone go, hey, she's a pot
on,
whore.
I'm jumping on 4chan. There's probably a weed she's whore a weed thread whore. That I can get in on.
Nice. Weed whore.
Weed whores only.
Just these girls laying on the ground.
Got tie sticks, like, all the way up there.
Yeah. All coked, or, you know, baked out her eyes.
Blunt in the V. Nah.
Whoa.
Blunt in the V and a joint in the P. Well, she's all you'd ever want.
She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take the I can believe that. Ha! Tooting on it.
Ready?
Yep.
She's a weed whore.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She's a weed whore.
Dude, that chick smokes weed. She'll do anything.
She's a weed whore.
Give her like $10 and a roach.
And the weed whore is mine. But she's never. Ha. Sorry.
Yep.
Oh, here's one you don't hear. I smoked so much weed, I got date raped last night. Another thing you never hear.
Right. True. You can put in meth, coke.
Well, I mean, meth. People have robbed a store for weed.
I don't know.
You know what? Right. I'm going to say maybe a couple. There might have been some dudes out there like, I would need to get this QP. Sally's got to eat this week. I'm going to rob this liquor store. I'm saying it might have.
I'm thinking, yes, in so much as like the guy.
But not because they need it. Like, I'm going to rob the store because I need money for weed because I need it.
Oh, so you're saying
it's
they're going
to push
it. It's
just like on the grocery list with the diapers.
Yeah.
As part of the necessities diapers, that they're going
burritos,
to buy.
Diapers, rob store.
Right.
Who knows?
You never know.
You do never know.
Right. But the fact remains that those, even if something ridiculous like that did happen, it would be such a rarity that it's not how you decide the laws.
Right.
We don't decide on, you know, who gets to drive a car based on horrible accidents that you hear about. Oh, 34 fucking car pile up on 94 last year in the middle of, did they ban driving in the winter?
No.
They should.
They should, yeah.
Like, almost a dozen people died.
Why can't people
that's
drive
a tragedy.
That's almost all of our fans.
Right, yeah.
Our whole fan base. Mm-hmm. Gone.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter, at TheWeedsman420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club.
Yeah. Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.